The Grace Progression from Mercy to Majesty. How Love, Sovereignty, and Justice Transform Everything. By Steve Martin. We all begin somewhere with grace. For many of us, grace starts as mercy, a divine pardon, a reprieve from punishment. But if we keep walking, grace doesn't stay small. It stretches, deepens, and transforms. It becomes not just something that God gives, but something that defines everything about who God is and everything about who we are in Him. Here's how grace has unfolded in my own journey, a progression from mercy to majesty. 1. Grace as mercy for sinners. In the beginning, grace meant that I wasn't going to get what I deserved. It was mercy. God looked at my sin and chose to forgive me. I was grateful, but still carried guilt. I imagined grace as a rope thrown to a drowning man, but I wasn't sure how long God would keep holding on. Grace felt fragile, like it depended on my behavior. It was beautiful, but limited. 2. Grace as the expression of unconditional love. Over time, I realized that grace wasn't a response to my sin. It was a reflection of God's heart. Grace wasn't fragile. It didn't fluctuate with my performance. It didn't say, "I love you anyway," but "I love you always." When I saw that grace flowed from God's unchanging love, the pressure lifted. I didn't have to earn His affection or keep His attention. I already had it. 3. Grace as liberation from religion. This realization set me free, not just from guilt, but from religion itself. I began to see how the systems we build often hijack grace, using it to lure people in, then control them with fear. But grace doesn't bind, it frees. It liberates us from performance-based faith, from shame-based obedience, and from the exhausting effort to prove ourselves to God. 4. Grace as a sovereign act of God. Then came the game changer, realizing that grace is not just free, but sovereign. It wasn't an offer, it was a plan. God's grace wasn't triggered by my repentance. It was written into my story before I was born. Grace didn't start when I believed. It started when God decided to love me. 5. Grace as the highest form of justice. This sovereign grace led me to a new understanding of justice, not the justice I grew up with, an eye for an eye, but a justice rooted in restoration. Grace doesn't ignore evil, it overcomes it. It enters pain, sits with victims, and doesn't look away. It also works with perpetrators, not to excuse, but to redeem. Grace doesn't just forgive, it transforms. 6. Grace with skin on. At this point, grace was no longer abstract. It had to show up in how I treated people. Grace listens longer, forgives deeper, and creates safety for both the broken and the ones who break others. In trauma, grace doesn't rush to fix, it stays present. In conflict, grace slows down judgment and leans into empathy. Grace doesn't avoid pain, it enters it. It's not just a theology, it's how we live. 7. Grace is justification, not just pardon. I used to think that being forgiven was the goal, but grace showed me something deeper. Justification. Forgiveness says, "You're no longer guilty." Justification says, "You are righteous." Grace doesn't just clear the charges, it gives you a new identity. I am not on probation with God. I am fully accepted, fully embraced, and fully righteous. Not because of what I've done, but because of who He is. 8. Grace is the guarantee of universal restoration. Eventually, I began to see grace not only as personal but cosmic. Grace is not just for me. It's for the world, for everyone, for everything. Grace is not a soft hope. It's a sure promise. God will restore all things, and grace is how He does it. The story of the world doesn't end in judgment. It ends in joy. Grace doesn't just win. Grace is the end. 9. The grace journey continues. Surprised by grace again and again. After all that I've seen, written, and experienced, one thing keeps happening. Grace continues to grow, not just in me, but around me. It keeps showing up as more loving, more powerful, and more life-changing than I ever thought possible. I used to think that I had a pretty good handle on grace, but just when I think I understand it, it takes another turn. It stretches wider, it sinks deeper, it opens a door that I didn't even know was there. Grace still surprises me. I'm awed by how it keeps breaking through my old assumptions, how it reaches into places that I once thought were unreachable, both in me and in others, how it keeps rewriting not only theology, but relationships, memories, wounds, and expectations. There are moments when I'm stopped in my tracks by the thought, if grace is really this good, why didn't I see it sooner? But then I realize grace has been patiently revealing itself all along. It meets me where I am and invites me further, always further. I used to think that grace was where the story started. Now I know it's also where the story goes. It's the way. It's the wind at my back. It's the light in the next chapter that I haven't read yet. I haven't arrived, but I'm not afraid anymore. Grace is leading, and the journey goes on.